And ask somebody, what time does the movie
start?
Or using another word.
Begin.
Okay. You say it must have already
begun.
10 minutes ago it
began.
And
I would use this. Yes, ma'am.
Say if we were planning to meet someplace, I might say, well, there's no need to hurry. If I get there first, I'll wait
for you.
Okay. And if you were about to punish a child, he might ask you not to punish him. Just give me one more. I won't do it again if you give me
chance.
Okay. And someone who always catches on to a joke, you say he's got a good sense of
humor.
And if you had termites, you might say, well, I'm sure the exterminating company will
get rid of them.
Do you ever hear people say get shed off?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Is that very common around here?
Probably with the older people more so, don't you think? Mm-hmm. Would you say shed or would you get rid of them?
Grandpa taught like that.
Yeah.
He
could
say
boys, he said bye. Yeah. Oh, I couldn't get Miss. She might be out of town for the weekend. I couldn't
That's
get her
okay.
last night or this morning.
You say, well, he didn't actually know what was going on, but he, what, he knew it all?
He thought.
Or meaning he pretended. You say he, do you say he acted as if?
Yeah, both of them. He acted as if, or he made out like. I think I'd use that more.
You'd say made out like?
Well, probably he pretended.
Uh-huh.
But I have used the expression made out like.
And say a child left her pencil on the desk and came back and didn't find it there. Say, I bet somebody
stole it.
Okay. And
stole it.
If you had a question, I might say, well, I don't know the answer to your question. You better go.
A little bit slower?
You better go what somebody else?
Ask somebody else.
Okay. So you say, so then he
asked somebody else.
Okay. And then say, you're the second person who's
asked me.
And you say, those little boys get mad and what?
Fight.
Okay. Yesterday they
fought.
And ever since they were small they have
fought.
And you say, I have just what him a letter?
Written.
And yesterday he
wrote.
And tomorrow I'll
write.
You say, I wrote him, it was time I was getting
a letter, an answer.
And you put the letter in the envelope, then you take out your pen and you
address.
Okay. Any old fashioned way of saying that? Did you ever hear back the letter? You say, well, I was gonna write him, but I didn't know his
address.
And if a child's learned something new, like learned to whistle or something, you want to know where she learned it, you'd say, who?
Who did you get that from?
Or,
where did you get that from?
Or who was it that
showed you how to do that?
Or what you that?
Taught you how to do that.
Okay. Did you ever say learn?
No, I don't think so. Where did you learn? I don't think so. Possible. But that's one of the few that I'm sure of. So I don't say learn. Where'd you, who learned you that? No, I wouldn't say that.
Say, if I ask you, where are y'all going to Miami? You say, well, right now we're what to go next week?
Planning.
Okay. Do you ever say we're aiming or we're fixing?
Yeah, fixing.
What does fixing mean? Does that
getting
mean
ready to do something or go somewhere or make something?
That means immediate then? I mean, when you're fixing to do something.
It could be. I would say we're fixing to next week.
Uh-huh.
It wouldn't mean immediately if I would.
Say if there was something bad that you expected to happen, like say a child's walking along the top of a fence and you expected him to fall off and hurt himself. Then someone runs in the house and tells you that they just fallen off the fence. You say, what that was going to happen?
Knew that's going to happen.
Okay. And why are you smoking it if you don't like it?
She likes Winston's. I changed my pants.
I
smoke it.
I don't smoke anyway.